AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozdell. With appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court, Georgia's highest court, and the state parole board rejected, Georgia executed Kelly Renee Gissendener early this morning. AP correspondent Kate Brumbeck reports the convicted murderer expressed remorse before being put to death.
She said to tell the Gissendener family that she is sorry and that she hopes they can find some peace and happiness. She said she loves her children, and if she could take it all back, she would. She cried through much of that.
Gissendener sang Amazing Grace and also appeared to sing another song before taking several deep breaths and then becoming still. A man convicted of stabbing five people to death during a Denver bar robbery that netted $170 will be formally sentenced to life in prison later today. A judge issued a mandatory sentence of life without parole for 25-year-old Dexter Lewis, convicted in August of five counts of murder for the 2012 stabbings. The U.S. military says it has conducted two more airstrikes overnight on Taliban positions around a northern Afghan city seized by insurgents this week. Residents say fierce fighting for control of the airport in Kunduz raged through the night before the Taliban retreated under fire. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest Tuesday said the U.S. continues to back the Afghan government.
The United States, Afghanistan's neighbors, and our international partners will continue to strongly support Afghan President Ghani and the National Unity Government to improve Afghanistan's security, continue to target terrorists, and preserve the gains we have made together.
Kim Davis says she and her husband met briefly with Pope Francis last week when he was in Washington. She's the Kentucky clerk who went to jail for defying a federal court's order to issue same-sex marriage licenses. Vatican officials have not responded to an email asking for comment. This is AP Radio News. Donna Shalala, a former cabinet secretary under President Clinton and CEO of the Clinton Foundation, has suffered a stroke in New York. The Clintons say initial reports, though, are very encouraging. Ralph Lauren is stepping down as CEO of the fashion and housewares empire he founded nearly 50 years ago.
Ralph Lauren generated sales of $7.5 billion in the latest fiscal year, and the brand has been expanding its luxury business while beefing up its online presence. Now the company says Stefan Larsson, who has been the global president of Old Navy for 3 years, will succeed Ralph Lauren. The change will be effective in November, and Larsson will report to Lauren, who will continue to drive the company's vision and strategy as executive chairman and chief creative officer. Julie Walker, New York.
Orson Welles' personal manuscript for Citizen Kane, including the film's final revised shooting script, is sold at auction for $102,000. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.